welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
AC/DC all night long, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show at about 6.04. Carla, it's Friday morning.
Yes, it is. Oh, my God, finally. This was a long week for some reason.
It seemed to drag along, but I'll tell you this. After last night at our Jingle Bell kickoff party, Silverton Shady Grove Lounge, thanks to everybody who came out last night.
JBR, baby.
And all the details about Jingle Bell Rock, you'll have them Tuesday morning, bright and early. But last night, we had like three former winners.
Yeah, it was
all
cool.
Comparing notes.
Very cool.
About how to find the Jingle Bell Rock, what you do, how do you strategize and stuff like that.
Got some audio we'll play with last year's winners talking about, you know, kind of how they found it. And then what kind of how it changed their life, actually, last year in a big way.
$10,000.
Yeah.
$10,000. That would help anybody out, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It sure helped them out.
All right. So, again, thanks to everybody. Silverton, thank you so much. Tito's Handmade Vodka and Aaron Layla's Jewelers.
Yeah.
Gave away five $100 gift cards. And by the way, this year when you find the world famous Jingle Bell Rock, $10,000 and $2,500 gift card to spend at Aaron Layla Jewelers. So,
yeah, that's kind of cool, huh?
Yeah, that caught everybody a little bit by surprise.
That's really cool. Jeez.
Should be a lot of fun.
Love that. Sunshine today
and right through the weekend. High today, 69. Low 70s on Saturday. Upper 60s on Sunday. Should be nice, though. 45 now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a couple of minutes.
Keith Richards says this is one of the best songs he ever created.
Ever.
Ever.
Find out what that is, plus some other stories after Huey Lewis and the news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Amy Schumer hospitalized. She has acute morning sickness. Some people get so sick, some women, that they wind up in the hospital. She said, quote, "I'm fine. Baby's fine. But this blows."
Yeah.
Blows. She said, "I'm very lucky to be pregnant, but this is some BS right here." Talking to somebody else in the building here, one of our sister stations who is dealing with it as well. And she said, "Yeah, I agree. Totally agree with Amy Schumer because it is. It blows." Roy Clark passed away yesterday, age of 85. He was a Country Music Hall of Famer. Grammy winner, CMA winner, ACM winner. Most people knew him from Hee Haw back in the day and Buck Owens. They kind of headed up that show. I'm not a country music fan. However, he was one hell of a guitar player. My dad used to say he thought he was one of the best guitar players out there.
He ranks up there with like guys like Les Paul.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Chet Atkins.
Yeah.
And some of those guys that rockers would say, if I could play with him or share the stage with him, I would in a minute.
Yeah.
Or in a second.
It was just amazing. Yeah. Watch him or listen to him play guitar. Not accompany someone, but play guitar.
And not country.
No, I mean, really
watch him play guitar, and he was awesome.
He was really amazing. So listen, while promoting her new book, Michelle Obama told a funny story about her daughter, Malia, while they were in the White House, going to her first prom.
They get in the car, and then like three cars follow, with men with guns. And Barack was like, "This makes running for a second term all worthwhile. My daughter is being followed by men with guns."
Yeah.
How many other dads would feel the same way?
Yeah. Okay. She's in good hands. We're good.
That poor kid. Yeah,
I know.
That asked her to prom.
This is going to be really fun. I know. What's going on behind
us?
They
go everywhere with us?
I know.
Wow.
Oh, okay. I just want to go get a pizza with you.
I guess making out is...
Yeah, is that not going to happen? That's not going to happen. All right, just drop me off. Secret Service, drop me off.
That's
just drop me off at my house.
Daddy didn't even kiss me after the date.
I know it. And Mike, Beast of Burden.
Oh, okay.
Rolling Stones. This is the song Keith Richards says one of the best he ever created.
Really?
He says it was a very strict collaboration between him and Mick. And he says some of the theories surrounding it are very intriguing. but they're really not reality. He said it's amusing that people spend a lot of their time trying to decode what the song means. He says at the end of the day, it's completely undecodable, and it's really not anything
deep. Doesn't mean anything.
No, it's not really deep. And he says, I mean, I've even forgotten the code. So, but that's not surprising. It's Keith Richards. Oh, my God. Let's just keep doing whatever we have to do to keep him alive. That's all. That's all. Because there's hope for the rest of us. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
We were talking about the Jingle Bell Rock kickoff party last night. Over 150 people just checking out the Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
And I told you we had like three former winners, including last year's winner, Derek and Camelia. And we asked them about finding the Rock and how they went about that.
Right.
Here's what they told us.
We had a general direction, I guess, maybe a couple days in. But general directions don't get you very far when you got to go through a lot of little towns and long ways in the desert. And there's a lot of rocks out there in that desert. You know, finally, one of the good clues that I knew was on the right road when I figured out they kept saying 12:15. Which, you know, December 15, the Rock would be out. So when I was off, you know, exit 12, and I was like, hey, I'm going the right way off the 15. And I knew that it had to be down there. So I stuck to that.
That's amazing because in thinking back, I never even put two and two together.
Right.
We told everybody the Rock will be hidden on December 15th.
Right.
And for her to put 12, 15, 12, all right, take 15 to exit 12, and bam.
Right.
It was in that area.
Well, and I know the person who did the clues even said, okay, a lot of the things that people used to find the Rock really weren't what we were using for you to find the Rock, but I can't, things lead you wherever they lead you, and it led them to $10,000.
A lot of people always want to know, what did the people do with the money?
Right.
Any amount of money that people win, you go, well, what did you do with the money? We never find that out. So
I
thought it was good that you asked them what they did with the money, and listen to this.
My wife was in a transition last year, and we used this to start her a home business. And it's been going really well. She's partnered with somebody she trusts, and it's been going really, really well. So it really was an amazing, amazing adventure.
How about that?
Yeah, I know. That's awesome. I loved hearing that.
Started her own business.
Yeah.
Doing very well. And that's what the money was
great.
For. So,
man.
Well, you got the shot this year to win $10,000. Details coming up very, very soon on this year's world famous Jingle Bell Rock. Ordained American citizen, Billy Idol, Rebel Yell, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, 6:36. Carla, you brought up something off the air that, I gotta be honest, I've never heard of. The Naked Man Move. Have you ever heard of this, John?
No.
Well, you guys apparently don't either have never done it, or you don't watch How I Met Your Mother or Friends. The Naked Man Move.
And I think right now, at this point in our life, John, we're a little bit past that.
You wouldn't want to do it now.
I don't think
no.
You wouldn't want to do it now.
Remembering to put pants on, that's important.
Yeah, no. It's a Naked Man Move. That is what it's called. That's what you need to know.
Because I want to find out how many women have had this happen to them.
Oh, hand up. Hand up. Twice.
Tell everybody about this.
Let's see. One time, it's such a long story, but basically a guy that I was not into. It was actually somebody who was involved with someone else came over to my house kind of late at night. I thought we were, you know, just friends. He was seeing a friend of mine. And I went upstairs to make a quick phone call, came back down literally naked in my living room. I said, whoa, hey. Well, I thought maybe we kind of had a connection. It's like, well, not that kind of connection.
So, John, that's the Naked Man move.
Yeah.
And they say most, the odds of something happening, if you do this like, you know, 5, 6, 7 times, it's going to happen at least once or twice.
Second time, it worked.
Goodness.
Second time, it worked. Not the same guy, a different guy. And I was into him.
So 50% of the time,
and it worked.
With Carla.
Yeah, I was like, wow. Oh,
so
look
if
at
each
you.
Of us, if she leaves to go to the bathroom and comes back in and we're both in the Naked Man move, one of us is going to get lucky.
Yes, exactly. Now, they did a few shows on it, on How I Met Your Mother, but the statistics on there, Barney said, you know what? It's 2 out of 3 times it's going to work for you.
Wow.
Now, others say maybe 1 out of 5, 1 out of 10 times it's going to work for you. But, yeah, I mean, if you want to keep trying, but I would think after the first 1 or 2 times, you might say, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore.
This is amazing.
And I mentioned it because it happened to a friend of mine recently.
Okay.
Went out with a guy, and it was, I think, three times they had gone out. And she actually liked him.
Right.
But, and sure enough, she said, I went to, you know, we're getting cozy, but yeah. I went to, you know, use the ladies' room. I come back, he's naked. And she said, maybe had we been further along, it was just like, seriously?
All right.
That's what you're going to do.
Are you in the bed at this point or like just naked on the couch?
Depends. It could be in your living room. It could be in your bedroom.
Grosser.
Depends on, I suppose, the setup of your house.
Sitting naked on my couch?
I'm wondering how many other women are out there who have experienced the naked man.
The naked man
move. Yeah, and guys, if you want to admit it, you don't have to give your name.
No.
Have you used the naked man move?
And has it worked?
Yes.
All right. 702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. That's what we're working on this morning.
Yep.
Just talking about the patented naked man move.
Yeah.
And they say this is what, and like I said, maybe 50 pounds ago.
Yeah.
40, 50 pounds. I could have pulled it off.
Oh, I don't think some guys even care.
Nah.
I don't think they care.
Maybe they don't.
No, Michelle says totally had it done to me. Wasn't a good time because I really wasn't at that point where I wanted to have sex with him.
Right.
Kind of felt like he was pushing it a little bit. That being said, I drove him home. We never talked again. I had to pick my jaw up off the floor and told him, listen, I wasn't ready. And I think my exact words were, this is not a not now or a not ever, but, you know, a maybe later.
Right.
But again, we never talked after.
She had to drive him home.
She drove him home.
He didn't even have his own car.
Yeah. Drove him home.
Wow.
Tammy says, I was sort of naked manned. I was in the room of a guy I'd gone on a couple of dates with, but our romantic situation wasn't quite that. I turned around out of the blue, wasn't wearing anything. I was surprised, to say the least. As like I say, the situation wasn't, you know, amorous. Uh-huh. No, we did not have sex. Now, one guy wrote in, says, yep, twice, worked both times, actually, when I was in college.
Wow. Well, college.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know, but still.
I would have had a little bit more confidence and a better bod in college.
Wow, I know, but apparently it works.
Well, guys, if you're going to pull this move, think it through. Think it through
right
before you do it. And women, just beware, I guess.
Oh, my God. I got a lot of texts from you people on this. Wow.
ZZ Top, sharp dressed man. 96.3 KKLZ, Loggins, Danger Zone, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Top Gun 2 would be out sooner, but Tom Cruise has to take jet flying lessons.
Yep, he's learning to fly a fighter jet.
They push back production. We'll see. 7:08. All right, sunshine today, going to be nice. Today, right through the weekend. High today in the upper 60s, low 70s tomorrow. On Sunday, back up to the upper 60s, 45 now. Just a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school. Got that coming up for you after Foreigner, Cold as Ice. Just a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school this morning.
Well, today, National Fast Food Day. That means lots of deals out there. There are a list of them all over the place. Best thing to do, honestly, they say, is ask. Arby's is offering them, Burger King, McDonald's, places also where you live, Curls, Chick-fil-A, all of them. They're all offering specials. So just kind of ask. Usually they're, you know, if you buy something, you get something else.
Yeah.
Or if you do something, you know, download their app, you get something free.
Mm.
So tomorrow, to prime you, today you can be primed. Tomorrow's National Unfriend Day. Jimmy Kimmel actually started this a couple of years ago. And it's to encourage people to clear their friends list on Facebook, because they say that only about 25% of your Facebook friends are really friends.
Right.
So you can go through and just kind of clean house a little bit.
You know what? I've been draining the swamp lately.
Yeah.
With people that I, first of all, don't really know.
Yeah.
And if there's any, I don't know, as I get older, just stuff that I look at and go, really?
Yeah.
This is what I want on my page.
Right. Right.
And then I just unfriend them.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of reasons, and I've been kind of clearing mine out, too, because it's like, who's that person?
Yeah.
And we've never spoken or corresponded, and now you don't have a face in your picture. So you're going.
Perfect.
And in keeping with Facebook talk, they're going to roll out a new unsend feature for Facebook Messenger. So you send somebody something and think, oh, shoot, that's not what I wanted to send.
Yeah.
you can get it back within 10 minutes of sending it.
Oh.
So that's kind of cool. So if you send that nude,
yeah,
and you think, oh, crap, you know what, maybe I don't want to send that. You can get it back as long as you do it within 10 minutes of sending it on Facebook Messenger. Going to be a big help for a lot of people, actually, even for just you know, little editing purposes, things like that. So there you go. It's Friday. A few things you should know.
Every Friday morning, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio talking about the new Mark Wahlberg movie out this weekend.
Yeah.
And some others. Talk to him in about 10 minutes. Queen. Every Friday morning, Jeff Howard in studio, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, talking about new movies coming out this weekend, and
a huge one too, Fantastic Beasts 2,
yeah,
The Crimes of Grindelwald, and this is in the Harry Potter universe. Harry Potter's not around, but this is maybe like 50, 60 years before the Harry Potter stories, and we have Eddie Redmayne back as Newt Scaramanger, and this time Johnny Depp was the big reveal as Grindelwald in the last film. You know, he was the villain, so now he's out there trying to marshal the magical world against the human world, you know, because the two worlds, he doesn't want to coexist. He wants to rule both. Again, J.K. Rowling has given us a very fascist movie. Basically, that's the plot of the movie, is that he's trying to marshal all the magic people on his side, and of course, they're split. It's very political.
My gosh.
So this is not family-friendly. This is boring in most parts, and I was disappointed because I'm a huge Harry Potter fan.
Right.
Wow.
But this is not a good time.
The other movie?
The other one is a holiday. It's going to be a holiday classic. Instant Family. You have Mark Wahlberg and Rose Byrne, who adopt out of foster care three siblings,
right,
including Isabella Moner, who's the older sister, and they has a little brother and a little sister. And so they think, well, we're just going to do the right thing and adopt these kids through the foster program. And of course, they get a lot more than they bargained for. And it's based on the director's actual experiences, Sean Anders, who was here in Vegas a few weeks ago that I had a chance to interview, because my whole family's adopted, my brother, my sister, and I. But we always forget about foster care, because nobody wants to take kids who are that old already.
Yeah.
So this movie shows the trials, the tribulations, the laughs, the cries, everything. And it's a really good time. It's a great thing you can take your family to also.
Very cool.
And one more.
One more. Netflix is just bigger than ever. You know, they're really pushing Hollywood up there. The Coen brothers have an exclusive Netflix movie called The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
If
you like Westerns, it's got James Franco, Tim Blake Nelson, Tom Waits. This is a six-episodic movie. It's like six short stories of the Old West.
Right.
They'll deal with death, so it's kind of heavy.
Okay, but
looks great. It's funny. And if you love the Coen brothers, it's really unique.
Follow them on Facebook, YouTube, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot.
It is Friday morning, and are you going to be the one that's going to find the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock? $10,000. Want to thank everybody who came out last night to our fifth annual Jingle Bell Rock kickoff party.
Quite fun.
Thank you, Tito's Handmade Vodka. The Aaron Layla Jewelers gave out gift cards all night long, movie passes to go see Bohemian Rhapsody, and a lot more. And to the Silverton staff at the Shady Grove Lounge, a lot of fun. And a lot of people there hoping to find this year's Jingle Bell Rock. We had three former winners.
Yes,
swapping stories and everything
it was
like
pretty
that.
Cool. Very cool.
It was very cool. So, and everybody, when are you going to give out the details? Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Tuesday morning. Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday?
Yeah.
Oh, details. I'm sorry.
Details.
I thought you meant clues.
No.
When are you giving out clues? And we gave everybody that date as well.
So Tuesday morning, you'll hear all the details about Jingle Bell Rock for this year and a chance to win $10,000. Also, a $2,500 gift card from Aaron Layla Jewelers. And when we mentioned that last night, everybody thought, oh, wow.
What?
That's kind of nice.
What? Hold on.
So make sure you're listening for that. And it was a good time last night. So thanks to everybody who came out. Sunshine today and right through the weekend. High in the low or upper 60s, low 70s. Should be nice. It's about 50 outside right now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
She's a princess, but she wants to return to her old job.
All right, we'll find out who that is, plus some other stories after Tears for Fears.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, it's pretty interesting. After seeing Crazy Rich Asians star Henry Golding's photo shoot in GQ, Men of the Year, that issue, people are really wanting him to be the next James Bond. That's kind of what he looks like in the picture. Mm. That would be, you know, very different for James Bond being Asian. This guy is smooth. Man.
See, I would
that
think
that movie's so fun.
That would be a lot more fun to mix it up a little bit with James Bond.
I agree.
And have people from different ethnic backgrounds.
I know. Because it's so far beyond what it used to be anyhow. And
right.
You know, this next generation, gosh, several generations now.
What do you got to lose?
Yeah, they don't care.
I think it would be
British.
Great.
Yeah, that British is so passe now.
Right.
That,
please.
Who's not British? You and I are British occasionally.
Madonna's British, for God's sake.
Yes, exactly. IFC Network going to start airing reruns of Pee-wee's Playhouse, starting with a 24-hour marathon on Thanksgiving Day. Exactly. That show aired, by the way, Saturday mornings on CBS from 1986 to 1990. It was a really popular show, too.
Yeah.
So you want a good laugh? It was pretty darn funny.
Mm-hmm.
And Meghan Markle, the princess herself, she allegedly wants to return to acting. Now, friends are saying that she misses it a lot,
mm-hmm.
and she can see the day that she returns to work. She's definitely taking her role in the royal family seriously, but if the right part came along, she would do it. She would like to modernize the monarchy and doesn't think that women should stop working just because they get married. I agree. Go back to... That was a good show she was in, too. Suits, she was good.
Who was it? Grace Kelly?
Grace Kelly quit acting, but that was...
She ever go back or no?
No, she didn't. But that was, 60 years ago?
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe I'm dating myself, but...
Yeah. Who? Everybody's going, who?
Grace
what?
Kelly.
Grace, what?
Google
yeah,
Grace Kelly.
Yeah, I know
Kelly.
There's a Princess Grace.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the one. No, she never did, but you're right. Wasn't she the one with the legs, too?
Oh, she was... You know what? She was very attractive.
She was beautiful. Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
Beautiful. At that time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she definitely was beautiful. That is my painfully deep take for this hour, sponsored by Paul Powell.
8:23. Carla, we have Lynn on the phone. Lynn, what's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
I guess, was it last month? You guys were talking about Jodi and reconnecting with her half-sister. It was like 25, 35 years. That's kind of been sticking with me because I've been wondering if it's time for me to do the same. So I have a brother who I had a falling out with probably over 25 years ago now. It was when my mom passed away, and we were both much younger, obviously. When, you know, somebody passes away and then now you start going through stuff, there's always, you know, families will fight about things. I want the sofa. I want the china. Well, as usual, you know, it was the divvying up of the money and things got a little heated, and my brother's a jerk. Leave it like that.
Okay. All right. It happens. I understand.
Truth be told, he's the jerk.
Well, yeah. If I'm telling the story, he's the villain.
Okay.
So we had this falling out, and it wasn't over a great deal of money. It wasn't like it was millions of dollars, but of course, we were young and stupid and grieving, and so we probably took it out more on each other than we should have, and we have not spoken since.
For 25 years?
Wow.
A little over 25 years. At this point,
it'll over a chunk of change that was left by your mother.
So a couple of times I thought, all right, you know, I'll reach out, and then I'd lose my nerve, and I don't, and then it doesn't become important again. But now I'm getting older. You start to take stock in your life, and I'm like, should I try to reach out? And then, of course, when I heard Jodi's story, I'm like, well, look, she did it. Maybe it's time for me to do it.
Well,
I don't know what I should do.
And for those people that don't remember, Jodi had a half sister, who the last time she saw her or even talked to her. Was 35 years ago and reconnected over Facebook. There was not a problem or anything. They just went their different ways.
Yeah, but there are all sorts of reasons that people lose touch.
You know what? Would it help if we made the call? I mean, how much of a jerk could he be to us? He doesn't know us.
Well,
I mean, do you know where he lives, and do you have a phone number?
I mean, I'm assuming it's still the same place. And yes, family members talked to him. But last time I dealt with him, he was a gigantic jerk. He was, obviously. We haven't spoken since.
Can't imagine not talking to my siblings for that long. But I would only think if I called them after 25 years, they would say, oh my God, finally we missed you.
Right.
So that's what I think.
I don't know.
You know what? We would gladly make that call.
Yeah.
But think about it.
Yeah, I need to, because I'm getting nervous just thinking about it.
Look, she's breaking out in a cold sweat.
I don't know. Shouldn't have called you guys.
Is it too early to have many drinks? I feel like I need one at this point.
Well, do this. You know what? Hang on the line. We'll get your number. Think about it. Think about it over the weekend, and we'll call you back Monday morning and find out what you decided. And if you want, we'll make the call and hopefully patch things up.
Okay.
All right, Lynn, so think about it, and we'll call you back on Monday.
Yeah, I have to think about it. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we could definitely make that call.
Yeah.
Patch things up just in time for Thanksgiving.
Loved it. Ooh,
what do you
think? Interesting. Yeah, I would love to.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hope she goes for it.
We'll see what happens.
Man.
All right, those tickets for Rod Stewart being Friday, Crappyoke Friday.
Yep.
Oh, we got a great medley for you.
Yes, that's what we'll call it. Great. In whatever way.
We'll do that in less than 10 minutes. We're going to do a round of Crappyoke Friday. Mm-hmm. We have these tickets to give away for Rod Stewart over at Caesar's Palace, his run during the latter part of November. And there's a date in December from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Now, the phone lines are on hold.
Yes.
Because we've got to get through news, traffic, and weather. But here's our medley of Rod Stewart songs.
Big pile of Rod Stewart
songs. Here we
go.
Here it is. Listen to this. Now all I have to do is identify by title all three songs in order.
That's all. You led me away from home just to save you from being alone. You stole my soul. You hesitate, cause.
And there you go. That's it.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it. All right.
John, I don't know about you, but I thought Carla went a little country there.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Well, she didn't have backup singers
sure
this time.
Sure wasn't trying, no, but okay. Yeah.
In order, by title, identify all three songs when we unleash the lines.
Are you?
At 702-739-9636.
Are you playing those again? Because I'm going to take my headphones off.
Do you? Okay. Here it is. One more time.
I'm going to take these off.
Listen closely to myself, Patsy Cline, and John Schaefer.
You led me away from home just to save you from being alone. You stole my soul, and that's a pain I could do without.
It says I'm sorry, but I'm out of milk and coffee. Never mind sugar. We can watch the early movie.
Let me pour you a good long drink.
Stiff.
Ooh, baby, don't you hesitate, cause.
All right, all three Rod Stewart songs, write them down by title in order.
Woo, hair on the back of my neck standing up.
And after news, traffic, and weather, starting with caller number 9, good luck. It's another edition of Friday Crappyoke to win these tickets for Rod Stewart. Here it is.
You led me away from home just to save you from being alone. Don't you hesitate, cause.
All right, that's the Rod Stewart Crappyoke. Man.
Woo!
All right, we have Robin on the phone. Robin, can you identify all three Rod Stewart songs by title? Go ahead.
Okay, I sure hope so. Maggie May, Do You Think I'm Sexy, and Tonight's the Night.
That's it.
Yes.
Good job, Robin.
Oh, awesome. I love you guys. You are the best. I listen to you every morning. I'm very faithful.
You could even still say that after that medley, Robin.
You know what? I really enjoyed it, especially the country twang you put on it.
Well, see, thank you.
It wasn't just me.
Gosh, I wasn't trying to. Well, I'll take it, I suppose, as a compliment.
Carly, you're a triple threat. You're a comedian, you do the radio, and now you're a country singer.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, you're going to have to step it up a little bit.
Boy, I guess so.
Oh, my gosh.
You got the tickets. You're going to see Rod Stewart, the hits. At the Coliseum over at Caesar's Palace. There's a couple of dates you can choose from. These tickets are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And give us your Go Knights Go.
Oh, Go Knights Go.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by In-N-Out Burger. Now, that's what a hamburger's all about on National Fast Food Day today. A guy in Florida disguised himself as a very convincing woman last month to use a stolen credit card to buy a puppy. The cops just caught him yesterday and arrested him and put the puppy back. So
okay,
just wanted to buy a puppy.
You didn't need all right. That much of a problem?
I guess. Well, with a stolen credit card.
Well, all right.
I saw this and you know, it's the holidays. Come on, people, be nice to each other. A woman in Pittsburgh was arrested for injuring another woman by throwing cans of SpaghettiOs at her. I don't know what the problem was.
All right.
But it was in aisle 7.
Yeah.
There were plenty of cans and
she's pitching SpaghettiOs at you. Oh my lord.
Those hurt.
Yeah, no kidding. Big old, don't let those
aside
open.
Aside from the point.
Oh, my gosh.
Couldn't you throw me something better? Yeah,
yes, exactly.
Okay.
Mike in Wisconsin, a business, I had mentioned this to you off the air the other day, holiday parties coming up, you know, bonus time.
Yeah.
They're giving their employees guns instead of cash.
What?
Yeah. Gave them each a nice gift card to purchase a weapon. The owner of the company said that way background checks are already done by the store.
Uh-huh.
They're a small, close-knit team. He said, I just want to make sure that all the employees are safe and happy. So I thought, a handgun, perfect gift. I hope they can't bring those to the office after the Christmas party. Jeez.
Well, that seems to be a topic here. What are we going to get at our Christmas party?
Yes, exactly.
Never had one, but maybe it's time.
What do I do with this? Hold on here.
Trying to fill it up with water?
Yes. Yeah,
exactly. Doesn't work.
Yeah, I know. I'm still dry. In Boca Raton, police arrested Emma Powell. Now, she called 911 so they could arrange an Uber ride for her. She'd had a couple drinks.
Yeah.
So officers went to her location and said, listen, we'll get you home. We'll get you the Uber ride.
Oh.
And so she got an Uber. And then a couple minutes after she got in there, she called 911 and asked if they could get her some water.
Oh, wow.
So they tracked her down. Said, you know what? You can't use the emergency only line to get water and to call Uber. We have to take you in. Yeah. That's in Boca Raton.
What about a pizza?
It's Friday. That's your other news.
You know, we wrap up every morning show with a feel-good story and a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
Some sweet stories coming out of what's happened with the fires, and one is a woman in Northern California. Mike, she's adopted a 93-year-old World War II vet. He escaped the campfire wildfire. She met him. His name is Lee Bundage. She was handing out burgers to the evacuees.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend brought some clothes for this vet who, you know, was burned out of his home, basically. Yep. She says, when I first met him, I knew he was special. He was the only person in the parking lot who was by himself with no one else with him. She said, I made it my mission to keep an eye on him. When the Rangers came, I went up to him and said, you know what? You're coming with me. I thought if we were my grandfather, where would I want him to be? You know, right. He's such a good man, has the sweetest smile, and I see my grandfather in him. So we told him we could be his forever home, but that's totally up to him. We hope he takes us up on it. 93 years old, World War II vet.
Nice job.
No home. They're taking him in. Do it, Lee.
I think that's a great story, and I wish I could be that strong.
I know.
But
I'm the person who leaves, and then it's like, oh, man, I should have had him come.
I should have.
Is he not still here?
Yeah.
Oh, crap, where'd he go? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
I know.
That's great. A great story. And if you have one, we want to hear about it. Just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:39 before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. By the way, don't forget, anything you missed on this morning show, catch up, keep up, download a podcast. We have the condensed version of this show, plus entertainment news, interviews, and a lot more on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Wendy Rush coming in next. Your last chance this week to grab those Billy Idol tickets.
Yep.
Boy, in thoughts and prayers with Wendy and her family, her hometown of Paradise burned to the ground.
Yeah, it's pretty much gone. It really is. Keep the people. Just keep those people in your thoughts, if nothing else. It's just a terrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
What so much of California has gone through, and I know a lot of people, California. Those are homes. Those are lives. Mm-hmm. Those are memories and families. So just keep them close to your thoughts.
Otherwise, have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. Don't forget, Go Knights Go tomorrow night on the ice at the Fortress. Taking on the Blues. Drop the puck at 7 o'clock. Hoping for another home win. Would love to see that. So we are back Monday morning. Short work week, by the way.
Yes, and I just wanted to say have a good weekend from this triple threat.
Yeah. We are back Monday morning bright early.
Crazy.
At 5 a.m. Yeah. Okay. Carla Klein. That's it. Wrap it up.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.